Excerpt from Excruciatingly Difficult Sums and Why We Need Them by Lord Jerryavecht, 58th edition, introduction. It may amaze you to learn that to do magic, you need to learn a seemingly unfair amount of math and natural law. The reason is that magic follows the same laws of nature as anything else. There are shortcuts, but even we cannot produce something from nothing, excepting a few instances which came to a very bad end. And our spells are not nearly as clever as we are, so they need to have things explained to them. Take the color red. You know what it is. How does the spell know? How does one describe red to an unthinking thaumaturgical construct? Intelligent spellcraft requires such things. Humans are born with the ability to track objects in space. How to tell a spell, then, look at this and not that, and keep looking at it even when it moves? True, a wizard can use their own brain to control spells, but if you want your spell to handle anything but the most primitive of stimuli, you need the formulae, methods, and algorithms listed in this book. If you have ever had the question, why am I learning this, or how can I symbolically explain this concept to a spell, then this is the textbook for you.